Hello everyone. If you've been watching the news over the past week or so, you will have been told ad nauseam that Australia is currently in the grip of a national disgrace. That disgrace being a major spike in the number of female victims of murders resulting from domestic violence situations. Okay, well, I don't disagree that these events are a tragedy for everyone concerned, especially the victims, of course, and it's abhorrent that lives that should have been lived to their fullest are cut short through acts of violence. I also agree that the lives lost can be described as a national disgrace, but I can't help but notice from watching the media's portrayal of these events that an even greater national disgrace is taking place, and one that I don't see being talked about at all. And the fact that it's not being talked about at all is where the real national disgrace lies.
New data out this morning confirms a significant annual rise in the number of women killed by a current or former male partner. Of the 75 women who were murdered last financial year, almost half were killed by a current or former partner.
Okay, so there's a claim that can be brought into question straight away. The claim that there has been a significant spike in the number of women being killed. There's all this noise about that number being 28 so far this year. And then we just heard that last year's number was 75. Well, it's the beginning of May, and so if it's 28 so far by the end of the fourth month, and last year was 75, I can tell you from the past decade I've been taking note of these numbers, and that I can tell you it's normally somewhere between 70 and 80 fairly consistently. How is 28 so far a significant spike? The truth is that it isn't. I'm not trying to downplay the tragedy that these deaths represent. I'm merely pointing out the reality of what should or shouldn't be touted as a significant spike. This isn't reporting in a truthful, objective way. It's narrative building to push a particular agenda. That's not what the media is supposed to do, but sadly, it's what the media does do. And yet they wonder why a broad spectrum of Australia view the mainstream media as a pack of sociopathic liars. And just to clarify something, I said 28 so far this year, and in this report they'll say a 28% rise. That's not me misunderstanding the number being touted. It just happens to be a coincidence that the numbers of both murders and the supposed increase by percentage happens to be 28.
That's a 28% increase on the previous year. Reporter Jessica Rendell joins us now from Sydney. Jess, can you take us through the statistics?
And now you're about to hear where the national disgrace really lies. And when I mean really lies, I mean really lies by omission.
I can, Gemma, and these statistics were compiled by the National Homicide Monitoring Program, which essentially collects data around homicide incidents and looks at the scenarios surrounding victims and offenders. And for their report this year, they looked at 232 incidents that were recorded from July 2022 to June 2023. Now, of those incidents, 247 victims of homicide were recorded in that period, up from about 4% from the year before when there was 234 victims. They also identified 260 offenders during that period too. Now, of these 247 victims, 75 were women, and of those women, 49% were killed by a male or former intimate partner.
Okay, well, a 7-year-old with a calculator can reiterate what she just said in under 5 seconds. That of the 247 murders last year, 75 of them were women. Obviously, that must mean that of the 247 murders last year, 172 of them were men. That's double the amount of women plus 22, which is almost the number of women murdered this year so far, which they claim is 28. But what does the media have to say about the 172 men murdered last year? You guessed it. That's the real national disgrace, that the mainstream media and the cabal of feminist man-hating bitches could not give one iota of a flying fuck about violence against men or the men who've been murdered. I mean, imagine if there was a plane crash with 180 people on board being killed. The mainstream media then report that the crash is a tragedy because 90 women were killed and say nothing about the 90 men that were also on board. As I said, that's the real national disgrace here. That by only talking about violence against women and deliberately, and I do mean deliberately, omitting any reference to violence against men, some of it committed by women, of course, that this type of reporting and anyone that plays along with this narrative are openly demonstrating how incredibly disgusting they are as human beings. The other claim you just heard, if you believe it to be true, is that of the 75 women murdered last reporting year, 49% were killed by a male or former intimate partner. Well, if that's true, then at least 51% of the women killed were killed by other women, meaning that more women are killed by other women than are killed by men. One has to imagine that that percentage of women murdering other women must be slightly higher than 51%, because if 49% were killed by a male or former intimate partner, some of those former intimate partners must have been women. Obviously, some women have intimate relationships with other women, otherwise we wouldn't need the word lesbian, would we? And why would there need to be a distinction between the term male and the term intimate partner if all those intimate partners were male?
The report also noted, as you just mentioned, there was a 28% increase of intimate partner homicide involving a female victim from the previous year. Now, of course, this data doesn't include the deaths that we've seen since the end of that reporting period in July last year. We know that domestic violence and these incidents have been at the forefront of national interest recently, and we've seen that with thousands of people marching across the country. We know that in WA just this week, a woman was found dead in Perth South and her son is being interviewed by police. This year, 11 more women have been killed as a result of gender-based violence so far compared to last year. Interestingly though, what the report has found is that while there has been an increase over the last 12 months, there's been a 52% reduction in overall homicides over the last 34 years since they started recording this data.
There you go. Murder overall is on the decrease. But of course, these morons live in a nirvana fallacy, where they think that part of the human condition that's existed since the dawn of time, and will undoubtedly exist until the end of time, is somehow going to magically not happen anymore because they're going to do useless things like change the description of domestic violence to the term male violence. And if they use meaningless buzz terms like national emergency and roadmap, of course, if you listen to these weasel word morons, you quickly realise that they actually have no practical solutions whatsoever. All they seem to go for is throw an even bigger bag of money at the feminist cabal and try and stop men looking at porn. Like that's ever going to happen, and if it would actually make a sort of difference in a world where the real reasons for domestic violence are rooted in one person's sense of ownership, entitlement, and preparedness to act violently, irrespective of which gender carries those misguided beliefs, and we all know that women are just as capable as men at treating their other half like a piece of shit in their own self-interest.
Now, Dr. Rick Brown, who is from the Australian Institute of Criminology, spoke to News Breakfast a little earlier this morning about the data and that they've been collecting and how startling some of those statistics are, particularly around the deaths of women. Take a listen.
I think the most disturbing statistic that we have from our National Homicide Monitoring Program is that over the course of the time we've been running the program since 1989, there have actually been 1,667 women who have died at the hands of their partners through intimate partner homicide.
Again, the deaths of thousands of men completely omitted from the narrative. And again, it just goes to prove that these supposed statisticians aren't interested in telling you the truth. They're just there to play yes man to an agenda.
Now, it's unclear whether or not that increase that we've seen in the deaths of women from last year to this year is a trend. That's something that researchers will have to look at after they collect this data. But they'll also be looking at the circumstances surrounding these incidents to see if there are any main causes or reasons behind them too. And no doubt, Gemma, this is all vital information for lawmakers as they work to make much-needed changes in this space moving forward.
And now, for a touch of irony, we move on to what happened to be the very next story this morning.
A 17-year-old girl will face court today charged with murder after the death of a 10-year-old girl in the New South Wales Hunter region. Police believe the girls are known to each other.
They certainly were known to each other. The 17-year-old murdered her 10-year-old sister. But, you know, it's only men that commit violence, right?